Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Exodus chapter 14. This is after Pharaoh had allowed Israel to leave, and he was pursuing them. Pharaoh was thick. He was not the sharpest blade in the drawer. You get all kinds of stuff happening. God's coming down with all kinds of disasters on top of Egypt because Pharaoh's stubborn. Pharaoh knows it's happening from God because Pharaoh is stubborn, and he's stubborn anyway. I mean, the guy's thick. So he finally, after God kills all the firstborn, okay, that you would think would wake him up, and he lets Israel go. Israel gets out of there as quickly as they can, and then he sends the army after them. This guy is no genius. And at this point, in verse 10, the army is overtaking Israel. And Israel is getting scared and nervous. And there it says, "And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord." And then they complained. It's amazing. They were in Egypt all this time complaining that they want to get out. Here's this guy getting them out, and they complain about being taken out. And then in verse 13, Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians who you see today, you shall see them no more forever." That is a powerful statement. These people, this situation that is coming against you, you will never see this again. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Young people, understand this. When you get into a situation that's too much for you, when you have people who are coming against you, maybe they just don't like you and there's no good reason for it. Have you ever encountered anybody like that? When that happens to you, know something. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to get nervous. God is going to take care of these things for you. God fights your battles. God fights your battles. Understand that. However, when the battle comes, there's three things you need to remember. And if you remember these three things, you can rest assured that God will fight your battles. Number one thing to remember, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Number one, don't be afraid. When you're afraid, it's really easy to make bad decisions. Anytime the emotions are high, it's easy to make bad decisions. If something happens and there's a temptation to be afraid, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. The situation cannot do anything to you. The person cannot do anything to you. Don't be afraid of the person. Don't be afraid of the situation. Don't be afraid. If the situation is allowed to exist, it's because God had a plan in the situation for your benefit, not for your harm. It may look bad. If there's people involved, they may mean it for evil, but God will only allow good to come out of it because it's you. So don't be afraid. I'm not saying that bad things don't happen. They certainly do. But to you, God will protect you. To you, it'll always come out on the good side. So don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. It may look bad, but don't be afraid. It can't touch you. You may have a teacher who perhaps has a personal problem. I've seen teachers like this, and I was a teacher, where they just don't like some kids. I knew a teacher who just didn't like you if you were Christian. And if you were a Christian, man, that teacher would give you a terrible time. I don't know what her problem was, but she hated Christians. Go figure. She shouldn't even be teaching if she's going to be bigoted, in my opinion, but that's just my opinion. But anyway, she would give kids all kind of a hard time. You know what? None of those kids that were Christians ever suffered any wrong, despite the fact that she tried to do wrong to those kids. It always resolved. God always took care of every one of those Christian kids who she tried to do something bad to. God would not allow her to have a negative impact on those kids. It can be a person, situation, doesn't matter. Don't be afraid. If you are in the call of God, in other words, if you are where God wants you to be, and right now, of course, you are, by the grace of God, your whole life you will be. If you ask Him, He'll keep you there. So ask Him. Then the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, faithful is He that called you who will also do it. You don't have to be afraid whether you're going to get through what you're supposed to get through. Maybe you're in school, in the class, and this teacher's giving you a hard time. Am I going to fail? No, you're not going to fail. Just do what you're supposed to do, and you're going to be just fine. God will take care of your situation. With people, somebody is nasty to you. Somebody you might think can hurt you in some way. Don't worry about it. If you do what is right with God, God will take care of your situation, and He'll take care of the people. You don't have to be afraid. That's the first thing. You guys understand that part? Don't be afraid. It may look bad. Don't worry about it. Don't be afraid. The second point is stand still. Now, that's a little bit challenging at times. When something happens, the temptation is, okay, now I have to do something about it. Now I have to find help. And we get a little bit panicked. And then we start scrambling. But like we just said, when that emotional condition comes up where your emotions are really loud, that's where mistakes are made. And God is saying, if that happens, just stand still. Don't try to fight the situation. Don't try to fight the person. If the person is doing you wrong, God will take care of it. The Bible says that vengeance, revenge belongs to God. You don't need to do it yourself. God will be very faithful to take care of it. You just stand still. In other words, you go about your business as though it wasn't even happening. If you were in a class, you just continue doing your best in the class like you normally would. If it's something with people, you just be kind and you're friendly and you're polite. You don't have to sit down at lunch with somebody, but I'm just saying you're kind and you're friendly and you're polite, and you just behave the way you would always behave toward people. You just always continue in the way that you are always doing things. That's what it means to stand still. It doesn't literally mean to freeze in space. Okay? It just means don't change things. Don't change your thinking. Don't change your behavior. Don't change your habits. Don't change things. Just stand still. Why? You know what's funny when you drive a car, and most people have had this happen? You get some crazy driver on the road. I think they tell you this in driver's ed. I don't remember. It's been a while. But you get some crazy driver on the road, and the most important thing you can do to respond to it is just to continue in your lane. Don't try to get out of their way. Don't try to do anything. Just continue in your way. Because that way, the crazy driver knows where you are, even though you won't know where the crazy driver is going. But at least he can get around you or miss you, because if you're moving around trying to get out of his way, then it's two people trying to guess what the other one's going to do. So at least this way, one of you stays put so the other one can get out of the way. It's kind of like that in a situation. If you try to dodge the situation, or you try to dodge the person, then what God is doing for you to help you will become all that less effective, because you're getting out of God's help. Now the situation by our own doing can change. And God is helping us according to the way things are. And now we change the way things are. And we actually delay God's response, because then He has to adjust to what we're doing. Just stand still. Don't change anything. Don't be any different. Don't act any different. Just stand still. That's the number 2 point. The number 3 point is see the salvation of God. Now, salvation means, yes, God saves your soul, but it means more than that. After God saves your soul, then He also helps you, He delivers you, He protects you, He takes care of your problems. All of those things are part of the word salvation. So first He saves you that you're going to heaven, and then He helps you in situations, delivers you from problems, takes care of issues for you. All the stuff that is help from God is a part of salvation. So when you're not afraid, when you stand still, you'll see the third thing. You will see God's help. You will see God deliver you. You will see God protect you. You will see God come through for you. You will see God take care of you. It always works that way. It doesn't matter what's going on. Those three things always work. They always apply. Number one, don't be afraid. Number two, stand still. And number three, you'll see God help you. God will fight your battles. It doesn't matter what the battle is. God will fight your battles. In 2 Chronicles 20, there's another situation that took place. Israel is being attacked. And this time the situation was a little different. And I want you guys to understand the principle that's pointed out here. It says there, "And now here are the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir." These were not friends to Israel. They were their enemies. "Whom you, God, would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them." And then it says there, here they are rewarding us, and they're being sarcastic now, rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you had given us to inherit. So Israel is worried because they've got three nations coming against them at the same time. And these were nations they were kind to. And in return, those nations went and attacked Israel. Terrible situation. And then it says, "Oh God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." Okay, sometimes you're going to be doing everything right. And maybe people that you were kind to, maybe your friends, are then going to turn against you. And they might start attacking you. They might do things that are wicked. And you may be in a situation where you don't know what to do with this. You don't want to be unkind, but the situation is not tolerable. You want to be a good person, a kind person, a loving person. Patient, maybe, what's wrong with my friends all of a sudden? And it's confusing. And that's exactly what happened to Israel. They were kind to these people, and they started attacking the very ones who were kind to them. And then God says to them in verse 15, "Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid or dismayed." Again, don't be afraid, don't be dismayed. Dismayed is discouraged. Don't be discouraged. "Because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Understand something. When somebody comes against you, whether they know it or not, they're actually coming against God. Because God lives inside of you. You are God's possession. So somebody comes against you, they're coming against God. Some kid trips you on the bus, they're actually tripping God. And God will make sure that something or someone or somehow, someone is present to deal with them. You see, God works that way. He takes it very personally when things happen to you. He's kind of like, "What do you mean? That's mine. That's my kid. What are you doing? That's my kid. That's the one I love. What are you doing?" And if God starts to get a little bit aggressive with somebody, and sometimes He does, that's not a pretty picture. It doesn't go well for that person. If somebody comes against you, they're going against God. Understand that. And then it says, "Tomorrow go down against them." So here these guys came to war against Israel. He says, show up on the battlefield. Just show up. Don't worry about what you're going to do. Just show up. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. And he even tells them how they're trying to attack them. You will not need to fight this battle. Again, you don't have to fight battles. You will not need to fight this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. When those things happen, bad things happen, God is with you. Understand that. God is on your side. God is with you. It may be another Christian who's maybe doing something wrong and they start messing with you. And you say to them, but that's another Christian. Isn't God with them? It doesn't matter. God is with you. God is always on your side. God is with you. In Psalm 18, verse 20, David, who had a lot of problems, if anything or anyone could go against this guy, they did. There was a point where the king that David had fought for tried to kill David because he was jealous of him. You go to war for this guy, and then he tries to kill you for it because you won on his behalf. And he tries to kill you. I mean, that's bad. You know, it's like messed up. Or his son who gets judged. His son, I don't know what got in his weird head. He tried to kill his dad because he wanted to be the king. That was messed up. This guy had so many people who didn't like him, yet he was the greatest king. He was fantastic as a king. And yet, all these people didn't like him. And he says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress. Rocks are great. You get on top of a rock and you can see everything around you. That's the position to fight from, is on top of a rock. You get the high ground. It says, the Lord is my high ground and he's my fortress. Nothing's going to touch me with God. I have a fortress. You ever see a fortress? If you ever visit Europe, there's a lot of fortresses still left in Europe that they used in the old days. These things have these massive walls. You look at us and you're like, how did anybody ever get in here? There's one in Austria, in Salzburg. This thing's so high up, it's on top of a cliff, and then it's got these huge walls. And you're like, how in the world could anybody ever think of attacking this thing? You'd never get in. Well, that's what David is saying here. God is my fortress. Don't even think about attacking me. God is my fortress. You can't get anything. And he says, my God is my strength in whom I will trust. He's my shield and the hour of my salvation. He's my stronghold. What are you going to do? I've got God on my side. He's my protector. You can't beat him. He holds your atoms together. What are you going to do? He's on my side. That's what he's saying here. Well, you know what? He's on your side also. It doesn't matter what the circumstances, doesn't matter who the people are. None of that makes any difference. God is holding their atoms together. God's on your side. There's nothing that can come against you. No weapon. The Bible says there's no weapon that can come against you that can prosper. And that may mean a physical weapon, or it can mean something that somebody uses to go against you with, like a circumstance. But nothing that comes against you can prosper. Because he's on your side. You guys understand that? Okay, that's it for today.